Well, I never have been in the truck when Molly was driving, but she always bring it back about like it was when she left with it. I think she's a pretty good driver.
When did she start to learn how to? When did she propose to learn how to do this?
Well, I met in about in February. The reason I never did wasn't well when she had it off, or it come to Cuba for getting in when she was driving.
How many times has she driven it?
About three, I imagine. Three different times.
Did you have a little house nearby that you use for storing wood and other kinds of tools?
Storing wood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
Wood house.
Did you keep your stove wood there?
Yeah.
For the... Oh, I hear you have an outdoor toilet. Would you tell me about that?
Well, it's down back of the lot.
What do you call it?
Privy.
I hear it has a sign for ladies and gentlemen on it, too. Molly told me, would you tell me about that?
Had which?
Had like a sign, a part for ladies and a part for gentlemen?
Yeah. Got a partition that separates one side for ladies and one for gentlemen.
Why, how did this come about? Why do you have this? The petitions.
Why did I have it? Well, it's mighty nice when ladies there and welcome.
Yeah, yeah. If you had troubles, like if you'd had a bad time and you were telling me about it, what would you say? Like, how would you begin to tell me?
If I had which now?
Troubles, you know, like a hard, if you'd had a hard day and you said, well, I've had a hard time, how would you say that?
Well, I imagine I'd say I've had a tough go of it today.
Do you have many hard days?
Almost all of them hard.
If a friend came back to town and somebody asked you if you'd seen him and you hadn't, what would you say?
No, I haven't seen anything of him.
Did you have a building outside where you kept the cows and the horses and everything?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Barn.
How big was it?
You mean what I've got now or years ago?
Years ago, and then...
Oh, it was large. It had stalls in it. Put the horses and mules and different petitions.